Well, are you looking for a way to share your holiday spirit with others? Well, look no further than Catholic Charities of Oregon. They have a variety of volunteer opportunities here in the Portland area to get you into the spirit by helping our community. And joining us this morning with some of those opportunities is Catholic Charities Enhancement Coordinator, Claire Grain. Good morning, Claire. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So any snowflakes falling in your area this morning?
Not that I can see, but it's very exciting, and I hope to see some soon.
Yeah, it's always fun to see that. So you are the Enhancement Coordinator, Catholic Charities Enhancement Coordinator. So tell me a little bit about your role. This is the first time you've been with us this morning. So yeah, let's learn a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so I started with Catholic Charities about 4 months ago as an AmeriCorps VISTA. And so as our capacity enhancement coordinator, I have my hands in a few of our programs. And I work closely with our staff who are hoping to benefit from, you know, the incredible community support and people wanting to volunteer. They just haven't necessarily had the wherewithal to go through the motions of, you know, creating position descriptions, onboarding folks, recruiting folks. So that's kind of where I step in. I look at each program's individual needs and see kind of what holes can be filled with volunteer efforts.
Oh, well, that is wonderful. Again, we're speaking with Claire Green. She is the Catholic Charities Enhancement Coordinator. And Claire, I was looking at your website, CatholicCharitiesOregon.org, and right on the front page is Get Involved This Holiday Season. You can click on that, and that leads you to a page of all sorts of opportunities. It's a wonderful page and a wonderful, again, opportunity for folks to help out. I wanted to talk about a few of the opportunities that you have listed on the web page. And, you know, let's talk about Catholic Charities of Oregon Client Christmas Event. And I know you may have had that already, but still, it's a great opportunity to give to the community.
Yeah, definitely. So our Client Christmas Event is actually this Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So we haven't missed it yet, but just a little bit of backstory. So for the past 15 years, Catholic Charities has hosted this annual gift drive for our clients. So we have donors from schools, churches, hospitals, you know, et cetera, come together to essentially create a Christmas for children and families who may not have otherwise been able to exchange gifts. And so, I mean, each year this program just grows immensely, and it's all thanks to one of our staff members, Sean Cass, who we also refer to as Santa around this time of year, and she just puts on this incredible event for our clients. Yeah,
yeah, that is wonderful. Now, do you take donations for that, goods? How does that work?
Yeah, so there are a few ways that folks can get involved, and this is all on the website, like you mentioned earlier. So one of the opportunities is the option of sponsoring a family for gifts. And details for that, you can contact Sean, and all of her info is on the website. But you can, like you said, also provide what we call general gifts. And this is pretty much just filling any holes of the what you would give kids for Christmas traditionally. So, you know, dolls, arts and crafts supplies, basketballs, things like that. And but there's also the opportunity to provide gifts for adults. So a lot of kitchenware, bedding, cleaning supplies. And then the last opportunity in relation to the Client Christmas Event was we created a few volunteer positions and opportunities that are on the volunteer section of our website that you can still sign up for. I think there are a few slots left if you're interested and have time this Saturday.
Oh, that is wonderful. Again, Catholic Charities website is CatholicCharitiesOregon.org, CatholicCharitiesOregon.org. Right at the top of the homepage, you can click on the volunteer opportunities, and it'll lead you to this page. And, you know, I wanted to talk about volunteers, too, because obviously we have volunteers here at Mater Dei Radio that help us, and they're so important. I mean, so many organizations, nonprofit organizations, are as strong as their volunteerism.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's kind of why I was able to step into this role. You know, we recognize how much we benefit from our community and the willing volunteers, and they make all the difference, especially to our program staff who are working tirelessly to help our clients and just want the best for them. And the volunteer support makes a world of a difference.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Claire Green, she's the Catholic Charities Enhancement Coordinator. And another one of the volunteer opportunities you have on the page is donating mm-hmm. and or hosting a donation drive for Catholic Charities.
Yeah, so under that option on our website, you'll see a list of, I think, four or five of our programs who have specific in-need items relating to, you know, how they serve their own clients. And each program always year-round consistently has a list of donation items that they're looking for, and they're pretty specific. And so you'll see a breakdown of each one. Some of them even have an Amazon wish list included, which is awesome. And then specific instructions as to how to donate. So this is always a wonderful thing, especially, you know, around this time of year. A lot of these things you might even just have at your house, but or you can go as big as organizing a donation drive to kind of tackle a lot of these in-need items for our program.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of these programs, too. You have the mm-hmm. Kenton Women's Village. There's the Family Case Management. You have Refugee Services. So, again, all of these kind of have their specific needs that they're looking for donations. And again, if you go to their website, CatholicCharitiesOregon.org, you can see the listing of what their needs are and how to get in touch with them. And then lastly, too, you also can direct people to other programs, which I love, the great partnerships with. There's so many wonderful programs out there that have needs this holiday season. And so that's a great service as well.
Exactly. And, you know, that's also something that we continue to do year round. You know, folks will come to us saying, you know, I have a bed frame that I want to donate, and we want it to go to good use. And sometimes we just don't need those items. And so we have, I think, a list of about a dozen community programs that could most definitely benefit from your donation items, but also your volunteer hours if you're looking to get involved.
Wonderful. Again, all of the information on Catholic Charities website, that's CatholicCharitiesOregon.org. Claire Green with us, the Catholic Charities Enhancement Coordinator. Well, Claire, thank you so much for sharing that information and all of the help that you provide to folks out in our community. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much, and I hope it was informative.
It certainly was. We wish you a very blessed Advent and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You as well.